Mr. Whittaker, you wanted to see me?
Oh, Leonard, come on in, come on in. You're looking spry. How are you feeling?
Surprisingly well. It's good to be out of that hospital. I have to go back a few times in the next 2 weeks to check on the progress of my recovery, but it's certainly better than camping out in that place. Oh, hello.
Hi there.
Oh, Leonard, let me introduce Joanne Allen. Joanne, Leonard.
Nice to meet you.
And you.
I asked you to stop by because Joanne wanted to talk to you about something.
Oh, all right. What is it?
Well, I...
Yes, go ahead.
I'm sorry.
Well, what's wrong?
Well, I just didn't realize how nervous I would be about this.
Why are you nervous?
Well, I need to talk to you about Thelma.
Thelma? As in my wife, Thelma?
Yes. I met her more than 25 years ago. I had no idea that you were related until Eugene mentioned her name.
Where did you meet her?
At a Christian pregnancy center in Chicago. She came to us after she left you.
I see. Well, this is awkward.
I'm sorry. I didn't intend this to be...
It's all right, really. It's just that she never told me where she went.
You see, I worked at the center at the time, and she stayed with us for a while, and then one day I had her in for a checkup. Oh, everything's fine, Thelma. The baby looks healthy, and he's just the right size for your due date.
Great.
Do you see his heart beating?
Yes, it's beautiful. I can't believe how tiny.
Oh, he's looking at me.
Oh, do you like Miss Joanne? These ultrasound machines are amazing.
Oh, yes, we're blessed to have one. First-time couples sometimes don't realize how amazing the miracle of life is until they see an ultrasound. Mm. It's really a baby in there.
Yeah.
I think Leonard would like to see it, too.
Joanne, please don't start that again.
You should bring him in here. It might change his mind.
You don't know Leonard. He doesn't change his mind about anything.
I don't believe that.
He made it abundantly clear that he doesn't care about this baby.
It was a knee-jerk reaction.
Please, let's not talk about it again.
All right. Oh, look how cute.
What is it?
The baby's rubbing his chin like he's thinking about something.
Are you sure?
Oh, yes. Can't you see it?
Yes, I do.
What's the matter?
Leonard does that when he's thinking.
Oh.
Could that kind of thing be genetic?
Maybe.
Just my luck. He's already learning things from his father.
Leonard could teach him a lot of things.
I know.
Your baby needs a father, Thelma. Oh. And from what I've seen, I think you need his father, too. Thelma was a very sweet woman, Leonard. She loved her child, and she loved you. Anyway, once I found out about the connection, I thought you would want to know.
I'm glad to finally know where she was. And apparently thanks are in order to you, Joanne. You saved my son and my marriage.
Not really. I didn't do anything except nudge her in the right direction.
Then I assume you'll suggest that the real thanks should go to God.
Absolutely. He softens all our hearts in his good time.
Yes, of course. Well, Eugene needs to know what happened. I spent years hoping that he'd forgotten what I was like back then, but I can't hide any longer.
What are you going to tell him, Leonard?
The truth. He should know what his mother did for him. And after everything he's done for me, he deserves to know what kind of man he saved.
I had no idea. Why didn't you tell me this before?
I didn't want to lose you. But I'm sorry that it took me so long.
Now that I know everything, I understand why I sometimes felt like an outsider in my own family. You didn't want me.
Oh, I was foolish, Eugene. I can't apologize enough for that. But there's something else you should know. Huh? It happened when your mother and I were in captivity.
Leonard, what happened?
I fell.
Let me see your arm.
Yeah.
Oh, you're bleeding.
Yes.
This could get infected. I need peroxide. Hello? Guard? I need
They aren't going to give you peroxide.
This is an emergency.
Oh, save your breath. This isn't a hospital. It's a prison.
Well, they should at least realize that they need to keep their prize archaeologist healthy. Otherwise, what is the point of this
thing? They don't care about their prize archaeologist. Don't you understand? We're never going to get out of this place alive. We're going to die in this very prison cell.
Please. You've always been the strong one. You've always kept hope.
Then how's this for hope? I'm working on the tunnel!
Leonard, no! It's broad daylight. Someone will see you.
Don't care!
You said it yourself. The only way this tunnel will work is if we're patient. It will take years to dig out.
We don't have years!
You can't do this now. If they see you digging, they will destroy all the work we've done so far.
Oh, what difference does that make?
You have lives to protect.
Oh, yeah, what lives?
Me, you, and your child.
What?
I've suspected it for weeks, but I was afraid to tell you since I know how depressed you've been lately.
You mean you're...
Yes.
We're having a baby?
I know this is a bad time. A child born into captivity is horrible.
Yes, it is, but... Oh, I don't know. Something about it seems... inspiring.
How can we raise a child here?
I don't know, but this doesn't feel horrible to me. This place needs a little joy.
So, you're happy about this?
Yes. Yes, I am. For the first time in a long time, I feel hopeful. You're having a baby.
I'm so glad you're pleased. I didn't know how you'd react.
I've learned so much since this happened last time. My brief time with Eugene gave me so much joy. This is wonderful news, Thelma.
Yes. Somehow it feels perfect, doesn't it?
I can't wait. Everything that I've ever accomplished in my life professionally, every award that I've received, every accolade that has come my way, all of it pales in comparison to the joy you've brought to my life, Eugene. Oh. I am so grateful that you're my son, and so sorry for not wanting you at first. I was a fool.
You've never been a fool. Misguided, perhaps.
I almost made the biggest mistake of my life because of selfish ambition. That makes me a fool.
Well, I suppose we're all fools sometimes.
Stop minimizing this. I've agonized over what I did. I still do.
Dad, that was a long time ago.
You probably wouldn't have given me a kidney if you knew. It was an unforgivable deed.
That's not true. I forgive you.
How could you possibly?
Well, you obviously regret your thoughts and actions, so I forgive you. I know that if you could conceivably have those days back, and act otherwise, that you would.
Yes.
But you can't, and as far as I'm concerned, it's water under the proverbial bridge.
But I don't deserve this, any more than I deserve what you did for me.
Forgiveness isn't something any of us deserves. It's a gift.
You certainly didn't learn this attitude from me.
No, I suppose I didn't. I know you won't understand this, Dad, but not too long ago, I was forgiven. The grace of God forgave me of all the wrong things I've ever done and ever will do. And that same grace that I received, now I have to give to those who wrong me.
You're right. I don't understand it. You and all of your friends live in another world.
Hmm?
Forgiving the unforgivable, I mean, giving and expecting nothing in return. Hmm. You people do realize that that's not the way most of the world works.
Hmm. You people, you mean, Christians?
I suppose that's what it is, yes. Huh. You know, Eugene, I've been blaming God my whole life for all the terrible things that have happened to me. But now I see that he and the people he's changed have actually been responsible for the good things. Saving of my marriage, my two sons' lives, and my own life.
Well, I suppose what brought me to the point that I knew I wanted to become a Christian was when all the things I relied on, everything that I depended upon, were all taken away. And I was left with just myself and God. It was very uncomfortable. I knew that if I ever wanted to find comfort and peace again, I'd have to dive headfirst into this thing called faith. And I must say, it's been a most amazing journey.
Yes. I can tell that it's made all the difference in your life. You know, I didn't want to believe that at first, but I guess, like you, I can't avoid the truth any longer.
So, what are you saying?
I admire you, Eugene. And I'm very proud of the person you've become. Oh, I'm sorry that it's taken me so long to say that. And I'm not just saying it now because you saved my life. There's something about you that's, well, I don't know, it's different.
Is that good or bad?
Good. It's good because you're good. And you didn't get that from me. Your mother, maybe. Probably your father. Capital F.
Well, he's your father, too, Dad.
I'd like him to be more than that, I think.
What do you mean?
I'd like to have the same relationship with him that you have.
Are you saying that you want to become a Christian?
In a roundabout way? Yes.
Oh, Dad, I'd love to tell you how. I've wanted to tell you ever since I found out you were alive.
I know.
Well, this is... I'm speechless. How do I start? Maybe we should get Mr. Whitaker. Or maybe a Bible. Maybe we should pray first.
Perhaps I should pray that you find your Bible, eh?
Would you like a traditional or more modern biblical translation?
Oh, it doesn't matter. Why are you in such a hurry?
Language?
I'm not going to change my mind.
Oh, huh? Good. Oh, that's good.
This decision is a long time coming.
I suppose it is.
Yes.
Okay, then. It's like this. God created the earth.
Yes.
And then he created, in order, light, sky, land, water, plants, the sun, the moon, the stars, water animals, land animals, creepy, crawly things
Eugene,
that crawl upon the face of the
you
earth.
You can maybe skip ahead a little bit in the narrative.
Oh, yes, of course. The most joyful day of my life, Dad. Only one other day comes close.
Your wedding day, yeah?
As I said, it comes close.
Eugene! Whit called. He's been trying to contact Amon.
Trying to?
Apparently, Amon isn't taking our calls anymore. Whit's worried that something's happened.
What? Well, that's that. If we're going to do something, it's obvious it needs to be done now. Katrina, would you ask Whit to come over?
Sure.
Would you please explain what's going on?
Oh, of course. Dad, in the excitement of the last few weeks, we didn't have a chance to tell you. As soon as Mr. Whitaker arrives, we'll fill you in on all the details.
And so we think that someone needs to go to Africa and help the Ashantis.
And Amon thinks that it should be Eugene and Katrina. She wants them to move to Africa.
Fascinating. And what have you decided?
We've decided that despite our misgivings about losing our ministry here, we're willing to do so.
You are?
Yes. If that's what it takes to help the Ashantis, then we're willing to make that sacrifice. We'll go to Africa, if only temporarily.
Oh, wait a minute now. Temporarily?
Well, perhaps the issue with the Ashantis will resolve itself in a week or two.
I don't think so. It sounds like they need a long-term solution.
Oh, well, then if we have to, we'll go indefinitely.
I see.
You don't look satisfied. Do you think that's the wrong decision?
Well, you both keep saying that you don't feel called to Africa. Now, has that changed?
No, but it's become irrelevant. There's simply no one else qualified to fill this position. We're out of time and out of options.
Evan Ontero wants to go.
Who is he?
A missionary who meets all the qualifications, except one. He's not a familiar face to the Ashantis.
A stipulation that we've been told is paramount. We've been through this already. That's not a viable solution.
Perhaps he just needs someone to go with him who is a familiar face.
Probably, but there aren't many familiar faces to choose from. No one's visited these people for 20 years.
True. Except for me.
Yes, but you would... what are you saying?
What if I went back to the Ashantis with this Evan Ontero?
You?
But you're...
I'm what? Huh. I have the credentials that you're looking for, and the Ashantis know me.
You're a new Christian, Leonard. They're facing some pretty serious spiritual battles there.
But this Mr. Ontero would be with me. He could be the spiritual advisor while I help the people trust his guidance. Correct, Mr. Whittaker?
Yes, I believe that would work.
There you are. That could be the solution to your unsolvable dilemma. I should go. What's more, I need to go.
Huh? You need to?
I have to do something of value. Contribute to the needs of others during my final days.
Oh,
Dad, I don't believe these are your final days.
Oh, we're all in our final days, son. Some of us just have a lot more of them than others. Anyway, I can't think of anything more worthy of my time than going back to Africa.
Well, you seem pretty certain about this.
I've never forgotten the Ashantis. My time there feels incomplete. Perhaps I can truly finish what Thelma and I started now that I've become a Christian. There's a certain poetry to it, really.
What about Everett?
He'd come with me. It's the perfect opportunity to get to know my son. What do you think, Eugene?
I don't know, Dad. I'd hate to lose you again. It seems as though I just got you back, and now you're thinking about leaving again?
We'd see each other. And because of the tower you built, I'd be only a phone call away.
That is true, but what do you think, Mr. Whittaker?
Well, I think any decision this big requires lots of prayer.
Indeed.
Maybe we could do that now. Together.
Oh, yes,
good idea.
Okay. All right.
Quite interesting, isn't it, Dad? How we can suddenly be praying with one another?
Yes. Interesting and quite wonderful. Go ahead, please, Mr. Whittaker.
Dear God, we ask for your wisdom right now as we face a decision that we could not possibly make ourselves.
Well, I think we have everything.
Oh, good. We need to hurry if we're going to make it to the flight.
Are you ready, Dad?
Indeed.
Where's Everett?
He's in the car already. Eugene, Katrina, this brief time with you gave me so much joy. I only wish we could make this next journey together.
Oh, so do I.
But it's clear now where God wants us.
I know. It's like Mr. Whittaker said. God had a plan for this all along.
Even though it was one that none of us would have guessed.
Indeed. You know, this sounds all wrong, but right now, I feel like a pleased father.
A father?
Indeed. A father from ancient times watching his son leave on a journey across the ocean. Dad, I don't know when I'll see you again. I'm a little worried. But above all else, I feel so proud of you. God is going to use you to do great things in Africa.
Ooh, I don't fancy the word great.
Now, don't underestimate God. He's led both of us on an amazing journey. I can't wait to see what happens next.
Thank you, Eugene. We'd better go.
It's
time.
Oh, yeah. There you go.
I'll take that. You know, I think you two will have to wait for that peace and quiet you talked about.
Peace and quiet?
We've never had much of that.
And I doubt you'll have much of it ahead. There's a lot of excitement to come here in Odyssey. I can feel it.
Wow, what an amazing adventure. Even though Leonard and Eugene will be an ocean apart, they've never been closer, because now they have the same Heavenly Father. 1 Thessalonians 5:9 says, Christ died for us, so that whether we are awake or asleep, we may live together with Him. What a wonderful promise. Do you have a relationship with Jesus? If not, I suggest that you talk to someone who already knows him, your parents or a Sunday school teacher or your pastor. Adventures in Odyssey is a presentation of Focus on the Family. A New Era was written and directed by Nathan Hubler and Marshall Younger. Sound designed by Gap Digital, with music by John Campbell. Our vocal talent included Paul Herlinger, Janet Waldo, Phil Proctor, Audrey Wazalewski, and Sally Safioti, with Will Ryan as Eugene. Our producers were Marshall Younger and Bob Hoos. And I'm Chris, hoping you'll join us again next time for more Adventures in Odyssey.